Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Hour 2 here on the Chase Thomas Podcast for the Thursday, May 19th, 2022 edition here on the Chase Thomas Podcast, where I'm still the aforementioned Chase Thomas coming to you live, still in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hour 2 of the program. We're rolling right along here. Staying in the East Tennessee area. Yeah. Oak Ridge head football coach Scott Cummings is on this hour of the program. Thank you again to Scott for making time. He just took the job, so he has not coached a game yet here at Oak Ridge, but that will change this fall. So very excited to have the opportunity to talk with Coach Cummings about his past at West, at Halls, why he's so excited to coach at Oak Ridge, and where the Oak Ridge Wildcats are going to be headed, his scheme, players to watch in Oak Ridge this summer and this fall, the schedule, which is a little tough, that we joked about a little bit, all the special playmakers that they've got, just all kinds of great stuff with Coach Cummings about all things Oak Ridge and where things are headed in that program. So Scott was great, and very much enjoy him on the podcast, and I appreciate him making the time. It was a lot of fun to catch up with him and learn more about where his program is headed here at Oak Ridge this fall. So before we get into that, though, hour two here on the Chase Thomas Podcast. Don't forget, folks, you can also watch this interview and watch all of our stuff over on the Chase Thomas Podcast on the YouTube page, youtube.com, type in the Chase Thomas Podcast, all the video stuff you need right there. Subscribe and never miss any of our video stuff. Read me at sportsrenaissanceman.substack.com. All my sports writing is there. Type in your email and never miss that, sportsrenaissanceman.substack.com. Tweet at me at @Chase_Thomas. Like the Facebook page at facebook.com/ChaseThomasWriter, and email me with any mailbag stuff, any questions you have, anything you'd like to, for me to read on the show, anything like that, ChaseThomasPodcast@gmail.com. All right, let's get into hour two with head football coach Scott Cummings at Oak Ridge High School. All right, Uncle Darren, let's go.
Chase Thomas Podcast. The Chase Thomas Podcast. My nephew needs me to record. See, I already hate it.
All right, we're back here on the Chase Thomas Podcast, where I'm now joined by the next head football coach here at Oak Ridge, the Oak Ridge Wildcats. Scott Cummings is here on this very program. Scott, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you for being here. It's interesting. I talked to so many different high school coaches across Georgia and Tennessee, and it's interesting to get a perspective from someone who coached somewhere else in the fall and is going into a new program at this point in the spring, and you're still getting acclimated and learning the roster and going through film from last year and what you saw. And I'm just curious, where are you at right now? Do you feel like you have a good handle at this point here in the middle of May on who your team is and where your team's going based on spring ball and what you saw last year?
Yeah, I I mean, I definitely think I have a lot better handle on things now than I did, you know, before spring practice started. You know, we have a lot of positives and we also have a lot of negatives right now. And it's up to us as coaches to, you know, try to figure out how to turn those negatives into positives and, you know, and take our positives and, you know, which for in our case is having a plethora of skill position players. Probably the best overall skill set at receivers and running backs and DBs I've ever had in my career. So, you know, we got to figure out different ways to get them the ball and try to get them the ball in space the best we can and let them go to work for us.
What makes them special? What makes it the best you've ever coached?
Well, you know, if we'll just drop some names, I guess, is the easiest way to do that. I mean, it probably starts with Brandon Hayward. You know, he's a 2024 graduate kid. So just a sophomore right now. And he's a four-star receiver, you know, with offers all over Eastern United States, really, to Arkansas, to South Carolina, Tennessee, got Mississippi State last week, Cincinnati, et cetera. So even though he's just going to be a junior next year, he has proven himself to really be a great leader on this team. I mean, he's vocal enough, but yet humble. And I'm just really proud of where he's at mentally. Having all this success and all these offers and all this stuff, but yet in practice he's the hardest working guy there, and he tries to get other guys to come along with him. So very proud of him. But so he's obviously a special guy, you know, he's just special. He's got that different junk to him, you know, that you're just born with or not, really. You know, he just works hard enough to continue to grow on it. But we have other guys too. I mean, Elijah Rogers, going to be a senior next year. He's long. He's a, you know, 6'1". My light just went out. A 6'1" corner, defensive back. Really, he can play whatever it is he chooses to play, to be honest with you. You know, he'll start on defense and be in the rotation and receiver on offense. And, you know, there's Jai Hundley. A very versatile running back / slot. We'll play him in the backfield and in the slot. You know, Elijah, by the way, has several offers right now too. Mostly FCS stuff, but, you know, still growing from it, and we'll see where he lands. And Jai's got several FCS offers and then the academies, cause he's a 4.1 GPA student.
Oh, wow.
Just real excited about his diversity, how he can do a lot of different things on the offensive side of the ball. You know, we've got at linebacker, a kid that'll be a senior next year, Brian Kelly, that I think's got a chance to go on and play somewhere too. Good, he's fast, got a big weight room kid. He's jacked up. You know, there's several of them in our sophomore class, along with Brandon Hayward. You know, fortunately, my son Connor Cummings is pretty good in his own right and has a chance. And Almonte Rembert, another sophomore that's a very explosive kid, in the weight room one day just messing around, did a one-footed, one-legged, 48-inch box jump.
I don't think I can do that.
With Crocs on, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, so he's just a special talent, too. And so there's a bunch of them. You know, our struggle right now is we gotta develop some offensive and defensive linemen. You know, we're just short there a little bit. We just don't have the numbers there and the size there. So we got to – but we got some good kids, though, that I think will let us kind of beat them into being – you know, serviceable, good high school linemen, But that's going to take some time for sure.
Interesting. What have you found going through spring workouts? And I know y'all were getting out there this week, but what have you found is the most difficult concept going from Coach Gattis' scheme last year to what you're implementing? Has there been one constant thing you found that kids are struggling with a little bit more, or are like, yeah, oh, this is interesting?
Yeah, it is interesting because you know, there's some good coaches here last year. You know, Coach Gattis is a legendary guy in this area, and he had some good coaches around him and whatnot. But we're all different. You know, what I choose to do on offense, as far as terminology and the system, is different than what they were doing. And I do require the kids to know the complete concept, not just their job, because I think it just helps them in the long run do their job better when they understand the guy next to them. You know, like instead of telling the receiver, oh, you run a slant right here, I want to tell them, hey, you run a slant right here, but from the slot, but the wide receiver, the X next to you, outside of you, here's what he's doing. And I want you to know very well the total big picture, so you're precise and you run your route the way you're supposed to, because you know it could interfere with his and what he's trying to do. So there's probably a little bit more of that type of thing, like just trying to get their football IQs up a little bit. And that's not to say that anybody else that I'm right and somebody else is wrong. It's just that we're just different in ways. Anytime you're new coming in somewhere, and in our case, there's going to be seven of us new here. There's three coaches from the previous staff here, and that's it. The rest of us are going to be all new. So, you know, right now we're still, you know, I'm still coaching the coaches. So they can coach the kids, you know, and you know, and that's on both sides of the ball. You know, Robert Ayers, longtime NFL football player, is our defensive coordinator, but like, he'd be the first one to sit here and tell you, just because he played in the NFL for 10 years doesn't mean that he's going to be he's a great coach. So, you know, just working through how we go about our business and how we teach kids, and on top of that, getting our schemes in. And you know, we're totally revamping, changing the whole strength and conditioning program. It's pretty much everything across the board, to be honest with you.
Well, man, I just went through this whole schedule last year. I was at every Oak Ridge game, taking notes, getting a feel for them and understanding where they were building towards. And then you come in and then everything's different. So this fall, I'm scrapping everything that I learned last year, Coach. So I'm excited about that. So what drew you originally to the Oak Ridge job from Halls?
Gosh, it's Oak Ridge, honestly. I mean, like, you know, I was at Halls the last 3 years, and before that I was at Cleveland High School for 4 seasons. But before that I was at West High School for 16 years and 13 of those as the head coach. So, you know, the truth is I'm really not a move around kind of guy at all. It's just kind of been my life in recent years a little bit. You know, and fortunately, you know, I am lucky enough to have opportunities, you know, for whatever reasons. And, you know, when Dr. Adams, our principal here at Oak Ridge High School, you know, when he called and asked, you know, well, didn't nearly ask me, he told me that we needed to talk, you know, because I've known him for a long time. He actually coached for me for 3 years when I very first started at West High School.
Oh, wow.
So we do go way back. We've been out of touch for a number of years, and he's kind of went his separate way from coaching, you know, to administration and all that. But, you know, from afar, you always have respected, you know, I have, and most people have, Oak Ridge because of the school system. Is a great school system in this area. I, you know, I could argue that it's the best school system, honestly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and they put their money where their mouth is with the schools. You know, Oak Ridge is just an incredible physical building. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so nice, and just, you know, and I do have a son that's here with me now, so I want to make sure to put him in the best situation I could too. And so everything pointed to Oak Ridge. I mean, from the pay, obviously, you know, make a little bit more money, mm-hmm. but also just the tradition of Blankenship and Field, and
it's a gorgeous, you know, field.
Walking down those stairs, you know, the 72 stairs to glory, I think is what, mm-hmm. 72, I think, or 74. I'll learn.
Oh, you got to nail this down before opening weekend, sir. You got to nail it down,
exactly,
coach.
Exactly. But you know, facilities are good and getting better every day. Mm-hmm. Like right now, right outside my office here, they're out there working on the practice field and the track.
Okay.
Totally redoing everything out there. It's going to be super nice. Like, you know, we'll have a misting station for football players, and, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff for track going to be out there too. A new steeplechase event, or thing. And, second phase is put in a jumbotron. Who has a jumbotron at the track?
Oh,
well, at Oak Ridge you do.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, you know, everything here is just bigger and better, I guess. It's kind of like Texas, right? They say they do everything bigger in Texas. Well, here at Oak Ridge, I think we're kind of like that. We're just going to do everything a little bit better and a little bit bigger than everybody else, and I want to be a part of that.
I like it. What has been the biggest lesson you've learned in coaching to this point in your career?
You know, it's funny, like, you know, when I first started at West High School, this is probably going to not answer it exactly, but when I first started at West High School, there was really no culture there, and football was not winning, you know, or whatever. And so to establish what we did there was just our culture. There was mm-hmm. the previous culture, if you will, was just kind of non-existent, mm-hmm. you know, is the truth. So now everything they identify by in the community is things that we kind of created. The logo that they use, we created that, like the field house, the weight room, everything there that we created. And so that situation, though, my point is different from Cleveland situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the dynamics, no matter where you're at, I've learned are different. There's no one just magical formula to success. You gotta, you know, and I've learned some of it the hard way too. You know, you kind of got to dive into the inner workings of where you're at, and, you know, try to expand on those traditions, but keeping the traditions, or you got to kind of find out the dynamics of each place on their own merits and see how you can foster those. But as far as just on the field, you know, I learned a long time ago, I got to be who I am. And sometimes that can rub people the wrong way, or sometimes people love it, you know, but I got to be who I am. And that's just kind of this, you know, fiery guy that just, you know, is that just coaches one way, and that's to try to outwork everybody else, and to be very passionate about what we're doing, and grind, and eventually at the end of the day you turn around and you're like, man, we've gotten a lot better because of the grind. And that you cannot replace. There's no shortcutting that side of it to be successful.
Do you find that you've had, that generally speaking, year to year, and this is something that's so unique to high school football generally, but that you have to throw out a lot of your scheme and your installs year over year, depending on what you lose, what you have in front of you, and just maximizing the guys that you have in your area. Do you do that more often than not? Have you in the past? Are you comfortable that you're going to be able to get the installs in this summer that you want to do with your the current roster that you got?
Well, I'd be lying to you if I said that spring went has gone as fast as I would like for it to as far as our progression. We have not been able to progress as far as I would like to have coming out of spring. You know, there's multiple reasons for that. Like, you know, I've never had this many kids in track and baseball combined. I mean, we've had a slew of, you know, anywhere I've ever been in you have a few track kids here and there, but nothing like this. I mean, we've had a lot of our skill guys, you know, not being either at practice at all, or if they're at practice, they're in shorts, t-shirt, and a helmet, and they're mainly just watching and trying to learn. And the truth is, they're really not doing that. They're, you know, the best practice is by repetition, and they're not getting those reps. So when we have started slowly getting some guys back, when baseball ended a couple of days ago, and the kids that didn't qualify for sectionals or state now in track got some of those back, but now they're so far behind the other guys that we're having to try to go back and reteach or just throw them into the fire a little bit. And, you know, it's not a bad thing that they're running track in baseball. That's a good thing. I believe in a two-sport player. My own sons play two sports. So, but it's just factual. There's no way around it that they're behind, and we can't slow down for them now. And it's been a little frustrating. But, you know, there's certain principles in our offense and defense that we're just going to hang our hat on and say, this is who we're going to be, and we're not changing that. Now, but there's also other things where, you know, we're going to be pretty small up front on the offensive line, for example. So within the offense and within our system, there's going to be certain series of plays, certain series is how our system's set up. There's going to be certain series that we're going to have to not hang our hat on as much as other series in offense. You know what I mean? And defensively, you know, Robert Ayers, you know, wants to, we're going to be a base 3-4 defense, but you know, the way he chooses and would like to play is with three big linemen. And the way I've played it in the past is, with only two big linemen and one smaller one, that's, and we slant a lot to one side or the other. So,
yeah.
And what we're going to have to work through now that we're ending spring practice is, do we have the kids, you know, for his style, or do we need to sit back and say, you know, we need to reevaluate this, and, you know, we're going to have to be more slanting front, you know, than maybe that, then maybe we're comfortable with. So, you know, offensively, we're still going to be, 50-50 tight end, no tight end scheme schematically, but we'll run a lot of triple option out of gun, set up our shot passing plays with that, but get the ball in and out of the quarterback's hand and try to get it out to some of these dudes the best we can. You know, we're not going to change that side of it. Now, some of the intricacies, like, will we hang our hat more on power counter stuff, ISOs, or are we going to truly be an inside zone read team and run a triple out of it as our, you know, hang our hat more on that? You know, I don't know. That's yet to be seen truthfully, but we're going to sit down next week as a staff and reevaluate some things we've learned and go from there.
What have you found Peyton Sharp is more comfortable with? Is there one at this point that you think would benefit his skill set the most?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we've got three kids rep and quarterback equally right now. Okay. Peyton Sharp, Nehemiah, Elmore, and Ethan Garza.
So it's a fully open competition at the moment.
Absolutely. Fully, very much so. As a matter of fact, Peyton's probably got a few lesser reps than them because he's also been factoring in and playing safety in the spring. You know, we won't play kids both ways a lot. If you're a one on one side, you can be a two on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so once we figure out if Peyton's the guy quarterback, then obviously then he won't play defense at all.
Right.
But in the spring, till we figure it out, wanted to learn both the best we could. But Peyton's a runner, you know, Peyton could run, you know, pretty well. So for him being a lot of the midline or inside zone read, triple option stuff fits him pretty good.
Mm.
So does it Nehemiah Elmore. Ethan Garza can do it a little bit, but his more forte is getting the ball in and out of his hand quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's yet to be determined, and right now it's still wide open going into the summer.
Is there one game that you've got circled on the calendar that you're most excited for this fall?
Man, I'm sitting here looking at it right now. That schedule is brutal.
Which stretch is the most brutal for you?
I tell Joe Gaddis all the time, like, dude, how you do this to me? my first year, you know. You know, Clinton week 3 is a big one around here. And they got some guys that now, you know, they're going to be a much improved team. I mean, they're going to be pretty good, I think. Obviously, Powell week 6 is a big one. But, you know, for us being the first year, I'd have to say game 1, South Dole, you know. They're going to have a new coach. I'm a new coach here. You know, so it's going to be about which one can get their kids to execute the best right off the bat.
Yeah, and then you got Carnes, obviously, with Sean Bishop, and that's fun. I watched that up close. That's just he's a cheat code, man.
We beat him last year at Halls, but we had to outscore him.
Yeah, it's a foot race. You're going to be going back and forth in that one. Is there a favorite cheat meal for you, Coach? On non-football, what do you like? What do you have a favorite cheat meal?
Meal?
Yeah.
Man. You know,
is it Big Ed's?
I would have to say, you know, if I first of all, I cheat a lot. If you okay. see my belly. But if I was going to have just one meal that I'm cheating like a dog.
Yeah.
Then man, it's going to be breakfast and get some good old biscuits and gravy.
Okay. Do you have a good spot or you make it yourself?
Nah, man, I got lots of spots for biscuits and gravy.
All right. Well, I'm here in downtown North Knox. Where do you got?
A fast food place. I didn't tell you that.
Well, where do you got for me?
I like the dives.
Yeah. Well, where do you got for me? I'm open.
Western Avenue called Tracy's.
Tracy's.
Yeah. Just Tracy's restaurant. Just a little dive in a strip mall there. It's good base biscuits and gravy there.
I like it.
Yeah.
You get a day off, Coach. I know spring and summer, it's ramping up. So those days off and not having to think about football are long behind you. But in between that time, like post regular season, spring ball is still ways away. You get an off day. You can go do whatever you want. What do? Do you go fishing? Do you go hunting? Do you go to the lake? Go to the lake? Ride a jet ski? What would you do?
You
Coach?
Know, it's interesting you say that because my kids are getting older now. And, I used to play golf a lot, and when my second son came along, and they both started, I had two sons that played. Each one of them played two sports each, so I got one that was a basketball and footballer, Connor, who's with me now here at Oak Ridge, and then my other son's a footballer and baseballer.
Mm.
Plus, with my schedule, I just said the heck with it, and I gave up on playing golf. I haven't played golf but one or two times a year in the last probably 10 years.
Were you able to go to the driving range, though, at all?
But, no, I ain't doing that. So, all that does is make me tired. I'm really wanting to get back into golf. I think I got one son that's graduating now. He graduates this at the end of the month and in another week. And then he's going off to Tennessee Tech to school. And I'll have my other son that's here with me, you know, be a junior, but he drives now and, you know, he don't need me anymore to load him around. But so I'm getting ready to have more personal freedom when I do have free time. And I think my goal is to get back into golf and it probably helped my waistline too.
There you go. I like it. What's the hardest part about coaching your son? That's an interesting fine line. My dad did it a lot growing up, but it's tough, man. I imagine it's even tougher for you.
It's way different in high school than it than that, because I'm telling you, like last year, my older son was our quarterback, and I stay out of those conversations. When we would talk about players, his name was Caden, when his name came up in our talks, I would sit there, you know, and everything. But I even told the coaches, hey, you know, I'm going to dismiss myself from this conversation. I want you guys to have an open and honest conversation about that without my input. And so, you know, it's one of those, made that decision to start him at quarterback, you know, and, you know, and now with Connor, you know, it's kind of a no brainer kind of thing. You know, he's pretty good. I mean, Caden had to work hard at it, but he did, you know, Connor, he works pretty hard at it, but it really comes natural to him. He's at 5'8" in the eighth grade. He could jump and hang on the rim.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he's a basketballer and footballer, and fortunately he's pretty good. You know, yesterday at our spring showcase, we called it, he had two interceptions, on his own yesterday. So, I mean, he's pretty good on his own. So there's not much conversation really to be had, but I still remove myself, but our receivers coach and our defensive coaches are all vying for him, you know, to play more on their side of the ball. So I just sit there and listen, but I think,
does he want to do both? Is he all about the both
sides?
Yeah,
he does. I think his primary position, like last year, at Halls, will be corner. He'll start at corner, it looks like, and then be in the rotation at receiver. Him and Elijah Rogers
will
probably both start on defense, but then split the offensive receiver position so they're staying fresh on defense all the time.
That's a good spot to be in, though.
It is a good spot to be in because, you know, at the other receiver positions, I got Brandon Hayward and
exactly
Almonte Rogers and whoever else. So, you know, as long as we don't have an injury bug, you know, we can keep doing that. You know, too, Jai Hundley will play out in the slot also some. So it's a good situation. And you know, Connor would probably tell you he'd like to play receiver more, you know, but, you know, it's like I got to get all these kids to understand, you know, when you've got talent like we do at those skill positions, you know, you're going to have to understand that it's got to truly be about the team, you know, and you might not get to do everything you want to do all the time.
Well, it's also just interesting because it's two totally different mindsets with corner and receiver, where part of the, like, if you're a good receiver, you're going to be in the highlights. You're going to be, all the attention is right there. If you're a lockdown corner, you're just not getting challenged. They're not throwing your side of the way at all. Like, that's how you're doing well, is when you're not getting any attention at all.
Well, he's pretty good in his own right, you know, in coverage.
Is he more press man or is he more zone?
It doesn't matter really, but he knows zone best. I mean, it's just, you know, what we have been in my past, and I believe in zone. Even, you know, I think the better the athletes you are, the more you need to play zone, which so many people think oppositely.
Yeah.
But if you're a great athlete and you play zone coverage, then you get your reads and you can be even faster inserting yourself into run support. And it's that run support side of it that you lose by playing so much man. Somebody runs, you know, a perimeter play and it bounces on the box defense. Then if you're in man and, you know, they're running you off and then ripping inside and blocking you, and versus if you're in zone, you know, you're seeing that and you can trigger on it and try to defeat the stop block faster,
But that's interesting. I had not heard that before.
And a great athlete, you know, I think in zone can be more of a factor than in man. You take a lesser athlete and teach him great technique, I think he can still play man with technique. It ain't always what people think, you know, about, oh, I need a kid that can flip his hips and all the crap you hear all the time. You know, it's like, it's high school football. You got who you got, brother. But, you know.
No transfer portal, really.
No, even though it's getting closer and closer to that with all the recruiting going on around here, but this area now. But I think in zone, I think Elijah Rogers is going to be an animal now playing zone coverage. I just think I watched film last year and he's in man, they're soft man all the time. And like, he wasn't really as much of a run support guy, but I think him playing zone, he's going to be a beast to try to throw against him. And then he's also going to be a beast when he gets his keys and triggers on run support. He's a physical dude with a chip on his shoulder. And so, why not use that more in run support to help your defense?
I like that. I like that. Coach, we'll end on this. How did the good folks support you guys and what you got going on this summer? Anything pressing ahead of this fall football season over there at Oak Ridge that they can support the Oak Ridge Wildcats?
Yeah, you know, we got a lot of projects going on. It's like I'm sitting here in my office looking at a 65-inch big screen TV, you know, and we're changing the coach's locker room into a position player meeting room, changing another office downstairs to another position player meeting room. We're wanting to totally revamp the weight room. So there's a lot of projects, you know, and if somebody wants to be involved in somehow, obviously everything takes money, you know, and, but if, you know, if anybody's able and willing to help in those ways, it's always good, you know, but, other than that, really, I tell you the biggest thing, and I'll get off of here, is we got to reinvent ourselves in Oak Ridge. We got to reinvent not just Oak Ridge High School football, but we got to reinvent youth football here in this town. We've now got good leadership down at the Boys and Girls Club. We really need to bring back youth football to the Boys and Girls Club. That is, you know, let's just say that leadership before them maybe let some things slide. You know, I don't know. I wasn't here. I don't know, but a lot of parents started taking their kids outside of Oak Ridge to go play for other teams in youth ball. And we got to get them back here. You know, Oak Ridge is a place that should never play second fiddle to anybody. And that includes our youth programs and our middle school programs. If we can take a systematic approach to winning here, if there's ever a place to do that, great, it's here. You know, so I would just encourage people to get back involved. We need quality men down there coaching these youth kids, and so the parents feel comfortable bringing their kids back to the Boys and Girls Club and know that they're going to be taken care of. And we got great equipment down there, all brand new helmets, brand new shoulder pads and uniforms, and we've got the good people in charge of it now. But we need to get people back.
There you go. I like it. Well, I'm excited to see how this all unfolds for you this fall, Coach. Good luck this summer. We'll reconnect, I'm sure, in the not too distant future. But thank you for making the time today. I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, brother. I appreciate you having me.
All right. That'll do it for hour two here on the Chase Thomas Podcast. Thank you again to Oak Ridge head football coach Scott Cummings for coming on this edition of the Chase Thomas Podcast. Go support the Oak Ridge football program any way you can if you are a local East Tennessean listening to this very podcast, and all the great stuff that Coach Cummings has got cooking up there in Oak Ridge. So the Wildcat Nation, you're in good hands here with Coach Cummings. Very much enjoyed our conversation. It seems like things are moving in the right direction all across the board. So great to see and great to hear here on the podcast. So don't forget, you can watch this episode of the program and watch all of our stuff over at the YouTube channel, youtube.com. Type in the Chase Thomas Podcast. You'll find us there. If you enjoyed listening to today's for hour two here on the Chase Thomas Podcast, make sure you hit that pause button and leave this show a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or however you get your podcast to help other people find the show. Tell a friend, coworker, family member about the Chase Thomas Podcast, why you like listening to it, and why you think they would like it as well. It helps more than you know. Email this very program at chasethomaspodcast@gmail.com. Tweet at me, chase_thomas. Like the Facebook page at facebook.com/chasethomaswriter. All right, hour three coming up in just 1 second here on the Chase Thomas Podcast on this very feed. So stick around for that. Uncle Derek, how'd I do?
Nicely done, nephew. Chase Thomas Podcast. Hell yeah.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.